It's Dino live with the Charming Liars. Hello, gentlemen.
Hey. Hello, sir.
Hello, Dino.
Welcome to Tucson. Is it hot enough for you?
It is too hot for us, but we're not complaining because we're British and we don't complain about anything. Do
you're
we?
British.
Yeah. Not Killian, right?
No,
you're from California.
I'm from California, but this is quite warm for me.
Yeah, there's too. No water here. That's the difference.
That's very true.
Now, Carnig, you're from Great Britain as well, right?
Yes, sir.
And what's the biggest difference you find living now? Because you guys have been in Los Angeles for a little while, but what's the biggest difference between living in the UK and living here?
Ooh, apart from the general weather vibe. I mean, it's kind of like almost like a holiday destination all year round.
Right.
So you work Monday to Friday, but then you're able to go to the beach, for example, on a Saturday.
Do you ever go to the beach, Karnik?
No. I'm a very internal, I sit in the dark.
Apparently this is what people do. It's not what we do.
No, I sit in the studio
all
the time.
That's what Killian does.
Yeah. But in England, Monday to Friday, I mean, on the Saturday and Sunday, it's gloomy and it's raining. It's not the same vibe as we get in California. So we're very grateful for that.
Yeah.
And if you want that, you can always go to Seattle. Take a big tour
to
Seattle.
Exactly. Well, that's what we've been enjoying about the last year is we've been able to like go to some of the more rainier climes. Mm-hmm. So we're quite happy to... We're going on tour in December and we actually might see some weather and some snow.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, bring your shovels.
The issue that we had is we brought all these like cool leather jackets and stuff like that from England, and I literally have worn them once. Yeah. So we're waiting for the opportunity to...
1 week during the year.
We want to get our nipples hard, you know? And it ain't happening. It hasn't happened since.
Well, we can take you guys up the street here to the mountains, and you guys can have all the fun you can in your leather jackets. It's a lot cooler up there, but down here in the basin, it's a little bit warmer. So, and it's been unseasonably hot for the fall, I guess. This is still considered fall.
It's autumn. Yeah, it's autumn.
That's right. Now, you guys have an EP out, right? Is that correct?
We do indeed, yes.
What's it called?
It's called 1231 AM.
Now,
very snappy title.
It is, yes. So was this just like one of those spur of the moment things? Like, we got to title this thing. Where are we at right now? Okay, 1231, let's go.
Yeah, that was the time. You know, it kind of came about when I was writing the lyrics for the single Soul. And I was sitting down it was kind of autobiographical. I was sitting down at my table, you know, with my my bills there. And I looked at the time and it really was 1231. And
no way, dude, that's so deep.
To add some sound effects there. And from there, we kind of thought it would be interesting to name that the EP that title. But also, it's kind of cool because, in a way, it's kind of a we kind of want to think that all of the songs are occurring at that said time of 12:31 a.m. So it's a bunch of kind of little stories.
Right, it's like a headspace.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Now, making EPs, I've noticed that's what you guys have in your library so far, no full lengths. Is that the business model you guys want to use going forward? Because it's the short, you know, attention span that the audience has anymore. They can't handle 12-15 songs on a CD anymore. Is like the 6-4
kind of yes and no. Okay. Like, up until this point, we've been quite content working the EP model. It's given us the opportunity to be constantly releasing something and have something kind of in our pockets to be putting out, because I think, like you said, people's attention spans are short, but also people want and have a desire for something new. And the days of letting an album kind of have an album cycle of 3 years are done. In 3 years, are you relevant? Your fan base has grown up a little bit. So we've been happy doing the EP model to this point, but we've also hit a wave of inspiration in the last 6 months and have basically a full length in our pockets. So the choice is now kind of narrowing down this whole big group of songs into our favorite 10, 12. And I think next year we might...
Happening.
Delve into the deep waters of the full length and see what happens there.
So, how many songs do we have in the can, or at least on paper?
We can't tell you that.
It's top secret.
But whittling it down to like 10 or so, that's going to be a challenge.
We think so. Kind of. I don't really know. I think at the end, we were kind of listening in yesterday on the way up here in the van to all the demos and the stuff we've got, and there's a real theme to the record. And so, really, it's a case of seeing. Without sounding too kind of up in our own heads, there needs to be some kind of cohesive kind of concept to this album, without calling it a concept album, because that's not what we're about. We're not that. But, you know, kind of like, unfortunately, I've seen recently a lot of albums are basically just like 4 singles and then fillers, and there's no cohesion to the album. And so we kind of, one of the first things we're doing is talking about track orders. Oh, that's track number 1, that's track number 4, or something like that. So that's something we're kind of consciously aware of right now. But we say this now, in 2 weeks it could all change. Because
right.
the thing about the speed at which we're writing is it's constantly kind of bettering stuff. And a song 2 months ago, we're like, it's definitely going to make the album. We're like, oh God, we've written like six since then that are better than that. So I don't know. We're not married to anything just yet. Apart from each other.
We're playing the field, you know?
Right, exactly. You're single and ready to yeah. mingle.
We're audio sluts.
Yeah. Speaking of slutty...
Good segue.
Yes, has anyone picked out their Halloween costume for tonight? I know that slutty anything is usually a good go-to if you're a woman.
I have, and it's kind of slutty. I decided you must have seen the series Stranger Things,
oh,
right?
Oh, yes, yeah. Okay.
So I'm going to dress up as 11.
Oh.
I got the pink dress, I got the windbreaker, and I got the Eggo waffles, and I'm just going to walk around.
You dress up as
11
a lot, then.
No, well, you haven't...
Those tour buses leave no room to the imagination.
So, yeah, so if anyone out there steals my idea, I'm going to hunt you down and find you, because I'm obviously the only person who's had that reference point.
I like that show.
No, yeah, no one's heard about it. No one really
I don't think that's true.
So if you go as 11, you owe Mike, bass player for Charming Liars, some gratuities at least.
Yeah, exactly. I can make some real money. Yeah. Screw this music crap.
There's not the money, Mike.
Oh, okay. I accept many forms of payment.
So getting back to writing music, you said you're on the road and you're working on all these tunes. Where do you find the time? I mean, you're in cramped spaces. You're constantly in motion. How does it work for, a three-piece, I guess, a little bit easier than maybe a band that's got four or five people in it. But how does it work for you guys, and where do you find the time? Hotel rooms, coffee shops?
We haven't for September and October. We've pretty much been domestic, domesticated.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So it's really in the last 2 months where we've worked hard to get a full length worth of songs. So before that, in August we were on the road a bit, and then May and June we were on the road. So it's really been the last couple of months that things have come together. Having said that, on the road we do have a mobile rig, even though we're in a van.
Right,
a van between, it's a pain in the ass almost, but we have a mobile rig with kind of like only things that we need to record ideas and that kind of stuff. So we do have that with us, but the main bulk of it will come when we get back to the studio in LA.
And sometimes this actually hasn't happened, so I don't know why I'm bringing it up, but the amount of stuff that we write in soundcheck, just like noodling around, that we never ever remember to use later, but we could do a whole album of just like soundcheck jams.
Right.
They're quite cool. Carnegie, for some reason, well, I know exactly what the reason is like the most metal soundchecker dude in the world. Suddenly, we'll be at venues and he'll just crack out these disgusting riffs.
Dun, dun,
like Killswitch Engage.
Yeah,
and
just
like
some really heavy stuff. And you just see people like, the hell?
Well, it's funny, it makes you think we're about to do some heavy song,
right,
and then we'll crack into like soul.
Yeah. Hey guys, bait and switch.
Yeah.
Now, well, you can probably just you're reading your Guitar Player magazine in the van, and you just want to work out some of those tabs, right? So now you guys said you're gonna get on the road here in December, and you said, what do you think the full length could possibly be recorded and come out?
Well, the recording process is not going to take long at all. It's just really kind of the decision making that goes into what songs make the record and whatnot. I don't think we're in a position where we want to rush ourselves. So I don't know. I think maybe summer next year we'll be looking at releasing it, or at least putting a single out from it. Kind of we're pretty free in our decision making process. So it really kind of is gonna come down to what we feel at the time, and if we feel that the record is ready, which from what we've heard so far it's pretty much there. So I don't want to commit a date.
Non-committal.
Because that's basically the story of my life.
That's right. Options are open. Well, maybe if you guys get it out by summer, we can have you for fall ball, and maybe we could do it around.
Oh well, that's
we want to decide
how we're going to release our record, so we can come back.
All right,
here.
So I'm locking you guys in. Yeah. You guys will be here. We'll try to make sure it's right around this time of year.
We'll tell the team we're in.
Yeah. You can wear your 11 costume.
Oh, I might not be current.
We'll wear whatever you want us to wear. If you get us in.
Netflix is forever, man.
Exactly.
And so, that show's not going
anywhere. No.
I think it might be a disappointing second season. I'm calling it now.
Second season syndrome.
Yep.
All right, sophomore slump.
Yep, exactly.
Not for you guys, though. Charming Liars here at Rock 102.1 KFMA. Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.